to the riches, cause it's all about the paper. Now buckle up your seats and prepare for the journey. Let the music ease your soul, grab a spliff and start burning. Relax with us and take a trip to the heavens and come and spend a day in the 757.
When I was listening to that episode, that very
talk to me, Goose.
That first Patreon, it was funny because Melody told Covino, she was like, "You think you're cool, but you're not. Maybe to some like 40-year-old white guys you are, but young kids don't think you're cool," right? Fast forward like a year from the time she said that, Covino is the coolest fucking dude to all of her little friends. They found out about Tickle Sack. They started fucking little pages on fucking, what is that shit?
But it can't matter when she's 10, because that was in COVID, right?
I don't remember. But
you can't worry about what your 10 or 11 year old thinks of you. You know, it's when they're 14, 15.
But it's so funny because then it went from him being like, in her eyes, he's a fucking dork, to, hey, you know what? My dad is cool and all my friends think he's fucking cool. It's just funny in that couple of years how shit changes, you know? I just think it's fucking funny.
Well, but they start searching different stuff on the internet. They see him interviewing all the stars. I mean, Covino's met a shit ton of famous people, Covino and Rich.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, that's a flex as a kid.
You know, this is off topic, but...
So is our whole show.
One thing, this is off topic. One thing that I think they should do, and I know they never will, because it'll give Spot more work and he wouldn't want to do it. But Doug, when I was listening to that first Patreon show, I was like, maybe not their first Patreon show, but maybe when they first got in their studio and shit, right? And they're not doing it out of Spot's living room anymore. Why don't they take those first, you know, now 2 years ago episodes and fucking repackage them from 2.5 hours to 45 minutes and throw ads on there, as far as like not even just have shit where, like, you know, the YouTube monetization where they put ads for you. No, get sponsors. Say we have this many fucking followers or listeners or whatever, fucking we'll do a read for your show. Insert
Pro Flowers code CNR show.
Or Doug, even fucking, what is it? Everybody now is doing betterhelp.com. Everybody's doing Liquid IV, fucking code word fucking CNR. All of these, Doug, take their 2.5 hour show, chop it down to 45 minutes, throw a couple of those reads in there, and fucking now you have extra income for shit that you kind of already done. Yeah, right. You have
that's
to
recycle in your material.
And you have to, Doug, yeah, you only have to fucking, and you don't have to worry about it being 2007 where you might drop some inappropriate words, right? You don't have to, you know, your shit's going to be fucking, you know, at least family friendly enough. What you could even do is
not
grab
kids that they said ain't.
Doug, they could grab the video, fucking, even if they want it with no fucking, they're like, you know what, we're going to throw on YouTube, we're going to have no bad words, whatever. They could fucking
have smut, they say,
transcribe it, take out all the bad words, fucking search any topics that they think might be a little too controversial, cut it down, and fucking, and there's another fucking income source right there.
For sure.
So
you think Matt and Nicole and Rich and Sarah exchange little pleasantries?
You know what? I might refrain from talking about this because
we should because I
got feedback.
Speculation's high.
I got feedback about last show. We were being let me get the exact.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Let's see.
We need the feedback. There can't be growth.
It says you guys got creepy about Nicole. Was the exact text. And
I'm not attracted to her, so I mean that she's not. I don't know.
Well, Doug, this is what
she's a decent looking woman, but she's not my type. So,
but this is where all I put was we perverts, right? Because we're gonna talk and say whatever the fuck we're thinking, and it reminds me, Doug. This is where actually I lost my train of thought earlier, but it reminded me because they were asking Spot, you know, so would you consider yourself a pervert? And Spot was like, no, and this, and why do I have to be a pervert? And this is whatever, right? And I'm like, dog, you are. Just fucking accept it. I remember years ago, my fucking homie and my other homie, they're cousins, right? And, you know, we were having a conversation about shit. And one of the dudes says to the other dudes, he's like, cuz, we perverts, cuz. You know, just like, it is what it is, right? And Spot's over here going like, I don't know, could you consider me a pervert? You know, let's look up that definition and let's find fucking, oh, it's like, it is what it is, Doug.
You're I
fucking,
heard him do that shit too. It's like, it, come on.
It's like, you are, who gives a fuck? Like, so that's where I'm saying about that well, comment.
I'm not arguing it. That's the thing. And that's what I don't understand either. Again, how does he get to live this crazy ass lifestyle and then fucking take everything so personal? Well, we're not living that lifestyle. You just said someone told us we were perverts. Did I have a fucking bad reaction about that?
Yeah.
Did I try to define it? Well, definitely the fucking definition of pervert. I don't even, you know, fuck, who cares? Okay, fine. You think I'm a pervert? I guess that's, you're entitled to your wrong opinion.
Yeah. Reinhardt, he said, isn't that one dude doing their shorts and their TikToks? Yeah.
LB, right?
LB. LB is doing their videos and shit for social media and shit. And that's something that I think they could talk to him about. But I remember when he first started editing their videos, he was telling them like, hey, this shit takes hours. This is fucking time consuming, you know, because I remember I had made a video for their TikTok.
And I want to talk about that text when you're done.
All right. I had made a video about like for their TikTok one time. And this was right before they hired LB. So I think they were trying to kind of gauge how long it would take him and shit, you know, because Covino mm-hmm. texted me about one of the videos and he's like, hey, bro, he goes, how long did it take that to take you to make that? And I go, that was about 45 minutes. I was like, it could have probably been done in like 20 minutes, but there was some shit I was going to do to it that I didn't know how to do. So I had to look it up. So
right.
What I'm thinking is if LB was, I don't want to, if he had some comments, you know, about how it was to do these 30-second videos or, you know, couple of minute videos that they were cutting down, I don't know how open he would be to doing cutting down a 2-hour long video into 45 minutes. You know what I'm saying? And throwing the ads on there and doing all that kind of shit. So that's why Reinhardt's like, hey, isn't that dude doing them? Yeah, I think if anything, Spot could probably do it more quickly. And I don't think it would be worth them paying LB to do it because LB would probably want a pretty chunk of change for it, you know? But yeah, but that's that. So go back to your
shit. Back to that comment. So let me ask you this. If I have no, like, I mean, I'm not, and that's not to say she's not pretty, but she's just not my type. So if 100%, I don't feel a certain type of,
that's why I think I don't have any reservations to say shit.
So if I don't feel a certain type of way about her, and everything that came out of my mouth is things that these two ojos right here, and what are these, orejas? I forgot how you say ears. But I'm just giving you the feedback of what I've seen and heard her do. So I don't know how that makes me a pervert. She's the one with Rich Davis hiding behind a porn fucking podcast calling it Had Kid, they said. They talk about some fucking down and dirty shit, and it's very little to do with kids.
They were talking about dolphins. Did you listen to the most recent episode?
But I'm the pervert, but I'm the fucking pervert.
Well, I'm the one that said the pervert comment, but they had said I forget what they had said. We got creepy. That's what they said. So,
hey, all I'm doing, I just report the news. All right. All I do is report the shit that I see in here. If you think it was creepy, she's creepy. All I got to say.
Dog, we need a CNN type news break shit where we just report on like 3 or 4 stories that are fucking like in Covino and Richland. Because, Doug, ever since I started this new fucking chat group for Covino and Rich listeners, Doug, mm-hmm. there's some shit about, I mean, some shit that people are getting into, like some personal shit that I know they won't bring to the crawl page because people are fucking assholes, right? But we could report on shit like vague, right? and how would you respond to this or whatever, and have it like a Carl's News fucking network segment.
All I know is that everyone is entitled to their opinion, and one's opinion might be that creepy could be defined by talking about kids 1 second and two people who are just supposed to be mutual co-workers and friends talking about sexual fantasies the next. So I don't know. And then it's disguised behind a podcast titled Have Kids, They Said. One could say that's creepy.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't really give a fuck. I mean, I didn't take any offense to it, really, to be honest. But yeah. But what else you got, dog? You got anything?
Well, what's on your notes? I saw your spreadsheet.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm embarrassed, dog. It's fucking nerdy because I made another spreadsheet because I was going to, I was going to do something else like Covino and Rich related, but I had
my spreadsheets this weekend myself.
Let me see. Oh, there was,
that
I know you don't know, Carl, but just, maybe I could throw this shit at the beginning of the episode. No, actually I'm sure Reinhardt might know, but I don't think Kukui, you know, there's a chick from a show called, Cheer on Netflix. And it had like 2 or 3 seasons. And one of the chicks, her name was Lexi. And she's actually going to be coming to town. And she's going to be like a guest fucking like cheer coach or whatever at my wife's cheer gym. So she's going to be coming September. So it's dope because people are like hella stoked because that cheer show was fucking huge, you know? And I watched it and I enjoyed it too. And when my wife was like, she had like little posters and shit, and she's like, oh yeah, and like, oh, who's this? And she's like, Lexi. And I'm like, who the fuck is that? And then she was like from Cheer. And I was like, oh, it was that trashy white bitch that was like at raves and shit. And she was like, yeah. So she'll be here fucking to like guest fucking tumble coach bullshit or whatever. So yeah, if you're in Arizona, fucking stop by in September and fucking come meet that bitch. You like my sponsor segment? Hey, if you're in Arizona, come meet that bitch.
What about CNR next weekend? Who's going?
I don't know. Reinhardt, you going?
Who's going to CNR next weekend?
Reinhardt.
If enough people go, I'll go.
Yeah. You know what? I should actually
I'll bring cookies, crackers, and trees.
I'm going to fucking... Let me ask that question.
Main one,
on... What?
You gotta cut that out of the main one. What? I'm not bringing trees. We buy them when we get there.
Oh, yeah.
We buy them when we get there.
Where the fuck did my fucking Facebook go? I was gonna put it on the Carl page. Here we go. Okay.
Snarl page. How are the snarls? How have they been doing lately?
Let's see. Well, I'll go through right now in real time, but let me put a post real quick before I forget.
That's paper plane, dog.
Anybody?
Dang it.
Going to Vegas.
We could have had a beer.
Possibly.
What about Funky Monkey? I am Key. Jason in Tampa. You should hit up Tito, see if he'll go.
Let me see. Anybody in Vegas or anybody going to Vegas? To possibly chill with Covino, Rich, and Spot, El Kakui, and I are thinking about going. All right. There you go. Post it. All right. Now you said what's going on this Snarl page. Well, we shall see.
Who's snarling?
Let's see. Covino is spot on with Friday shows. There is no superstar music today like the level of Michael Jackson. I agree with that.
Bruno Mars is up there.
Not Michael Jackson level, dog. Bruno Mars is popular.
No, not Michael Jackson. Drake.
Well, the reason, dog, that conversation came from Rich.
Question. I got a question.
What?
Here's the thing. How do we say Michael Jackson level when now we have a number to define it. Like the Kardashians have hundreds of millions of followers. When Michael Jackson was at his peak, there wasn't more than 300 million people in the whole United States. So if one has global and you can track it number-wise because of social media, how do you say that? What does Drake have? How many followers does Drake have?
It doesn't matter, though. Drake could fucking...
It does matter.
No, it doesn't. Because Drake could go into... It doesn't. Because Drake could go into a fucking McDonald's and people will be like, oh, Drake, what up? Get a picture and fucking move on with their life. Michael Jackson couldn't do that. That's what the conversation was. Did you hear the conversation about Taylor Swift and Michael Jackson?
Yes.
So yes. That is where it's stemming from. So to say that Drake...
But let me ask you that, though. They do have security. All of them roll with security nowadays.
Yeah, but it was a different time.
And not only that, Michael Jackson wasn't a billionaire. He wasn't even fucking close to a billionaire.
You don't have to all be a billionaire. These
but if you want to talk about cashing in on your shit and being popular, how about all the Kardashians billionaires?
Think about
Drake, damn near billionaire. Jay-Z, a billionaire.
It doesn't fucking matter.
These people.
We're talking about popularity and. It don't matter because you're talking about...
I don't
about,
know. The money you make, yeah, you can't be a billionaire if you don't sell product. You don't sell product if you ain't popular.
Yeah, dog. But you could... There was fucking people selling out fucking shows in the 90s that were mm-hmm. popular as fuck that were dead broke because of shitty contracts. So so they weren't popular just because they were fucking broke? That makes no sense. I mean, I understand that.
Well, then let's chat. Okay, well let's do fucking numbers. Let's look at record sales.
It doesn't make sense though, because it was a different
record
time.
Record sales don't make sense. I used to own a hip hop label. You're telling me that everything in music ain't judged by numbers?
It doesn't make no. Not when it comes to it was a different time. Because you could say, oh yeah, Drake sells 50 million albums. It was a different time. It was a different time. Fucking even look at fucking Reinhardt, who agrees with Kukui 90% of the time. Drake ain't pulling Swift numbers.
Okay, so let's move to that. Thank you, Carl Reinhardt. Swift ain't bigger than Michael Jackson?
No.
Swifties, she got all this shit. Carl, is Swift bigger than Michael Jackson?
No. And that
so Michael Jackson sold 1 billion records.
Doug, it is to say, Doug, it's in a different time. People are so much more attainable and shit. And shit now than they were in the 80s.
They are.
It was like fucking, dog, think about it. We could fucking.
There's also more stars. Back in the 80s, all you had was like Madonna and fucking Elton John and Michael Jackson. There wasn't fucking 50 million of them. You got people on fuck. You got fucking more stars on trial for murder every year than there were stars back then.
Yeah, but still. I mean.
What do you mean, but still?
I just think fucking I don't know. I don't think it's just it was different. It was a different time. I don't know. I don't agree. I mean, and it's not even like
you don't think that the accessibility makes them more in demand? You made a good point because it's different. You only could wonder and read magazines back then. These people have a connection. They can follow her every move. Like, I think that creates more loyalty. It's different. There's a different connection. You're right. Back then wasn't the same shit. You don't have the connection with Michael Jordan that you got with LeBron James. He's in your face every day, all day in the media, quotes, sending pictures. Fucking dude, it's not the same shit. More people defend LeBron's dumbass than they ever defended Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's in your face. So I think the connection's deeper.
Yeah, but at the same time, yeah.
Otherwise, those stadiums you speak of wouldn't incorporate videos and bracelets that fucking glow on the beat and all the social media technology shit into their concerts. They would still do it the old way.
Yeah. Yeah, we can. Yeah, I mean. I mean, I disagree. I don't think, Doug, I think fucking to say Drake. I mean, and Taylor Swift, I think, is up there. But to say Drake is like the same level of Michael Jackson, that's fucking ludicrous. No.
What about Beyonce?
I would say Beyonce is closer than fucking Jay-Z. And I think Beyonce is way fucking out of the question. I think probably
Michael Jackson.
I would say probably the closest would be probably Taylor Swift. But even then, I don't think she's bigger.
So Michael Jackson or Madonna?
Michael Jackson.
Really?
I would say, I mean, I would say, yeah. And I mean, I don't know, Doug. I think there's only a couple of people that had that level of fucking of fame. Like, there's only in our lifetime, I think there's only a handful of people.
Michael Jordan.
And I think
Mike Tyson. Those are global icons back in their day.
Yeah. Okay.
Even now.
Yeah.
Kobe. Tom Brady.
The level of Michael Jackson, though, that's crazy.
You don't think Tom Brady is known globally?
I didn't say that. I know he's a global fucking superstar, and I know all of these people are global superstars, and I know that. But to say Tom Brady is on the same level of Michael Jackson fame is fucking bonkers, Doug. Like,
what about Dr. Dre?
No, no, Doug, you're just saying normally famous people, like they are super famous. 100%.
Dr. Dre played Michael Jackson is the king of pop. Dr. Dre is considered what a hip hop. I mean, how is that different? Bush League.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. She's up there, but Doug, to say fucking Tom Brady and fucking like to me, that's just crazy. It's just
pull my Rich Davis.
And they are super famous. They are, believe me, really fucking famous. But
all right, you know what? We're gonna take this shit to the Google.
Google ain't gonna answer it for you. Google's gonna tell you.
What about Elon Musk?
Doesn't fucking matter, dog. It doesn't. The reason why Google isn't gonna tell you is because it's an opinion. That's why.
Then why are you right?
I'm not saying I'm right. I'm saying this is my opinion.
What about The Rock?
No, The Rock's famous, but
Rihanna, Justin Bieber.
No. No.
Donald Trump.
No.
He was the president.
Good for him. That's nice. How many presidents have we had?
More known than Michael Jackson?
I didn't say more known. And at the same time, no, I don't think he is more known.
What about Oprah?
Oprah's cool. She's super famous.
Makes a lot of money. Got your fucking goose. What? What about Barack?
Yeah, famous guy. I'll give you that. Famous dude.
What about Leonardo?
Da Vinci or DiCaprio? Do we have a
DiCaprio's?
Famous guy, yeah.
Marilyn Monroe?
Yeah, famous lady.
What about Elvis?
Elvis, I think you can make an argument for Elvis. I think.
But not Taylor Swift. And you know what, dude? I hope the Swifties come for your ass.
They can.
Coming for you. The Swifties. His name is Daniel Javier Fitz.
You can
find him on Instagram.
I'm a Swiftie. I had tickets to her show. I just listened to the new release of Speak Now that has new tracks, has old tracks with a little bit of the lyrics different. I mean, I'm up there. And Rich was defending Taylor.
I fuck with Taylor. Hey, Swifties, I fuck with Taylor over Michael all day, every day.
I don't know if I do. I like Taylor. Like I said, I'm a huge fan of Taylor. I dig her music. It's fucking as you know, spot as it is. You know, I dig it.
Thriller was dope. Mike had some shit in the 80s that was dope. I tuned out after about 88.
Yeah, that was when I was tuning in for the first time.
So I tuned in for the first time in 91. We ditched church and we bought some grass from Chappelle. And not Dave, but his name was Chappelle. And we smoked it in the dumpster out of a tin can and we got tuned in.
I didn't tune in.
Went to the liquor store. They had these, remember Johnny Quicks back in the day? I don't know if you remember or not, but they had like little booths because they would sell you hot food and they would have a TV. So you could like kick and eat your hot food.
Johnny Quicks? I never even heard of that.
You never heard of Johnny Chingas?
No, never.
Oh, well, it was like a gas station and they had like a little booth inside where they would sell a shitload of hot food back in like the 80s. And they had these little booths so you could sit down and eat your hot food. And then they'll have like a TV in the corner. When we got all cheaped out for the first time ditching church, there was a Johnny Chingas right there. And we went in there and bought like microwave burritos and like gummy bears and fucking sat in the booth and watched The Simpsons for like an hour.
Dog, you know what's so funny is that you say that. And I just had like a flashback. Like, this is how I picture. It's like a deep fake with a face swap of you and your friends. But like one of those opening scenes from fucking Half Baked. Do you remember that?
I do.
Where they all go to the fucking and they're swimming in the fucking shake machine and fucking Jerry Garcia is like fucking there. And that's what I picture with you guys, because it was probably around that age as well.
Oh, bro, we were wild.
Yeah.
We used to rent strippers, bro, into fucking motorhomes and all kind of wild shit.
Yeah, that's still something I never did, but it's never too late. I mean, we'll fucking when I'm at Lompoc, we'll fucking see what's up.
I don't know. The only ones that got out here only have one leg, or they got all kind of stab wounds or tattoos and bullet holes.
50
and
Cent out there or what?
What's that?
Is 50 Cent out there? You said stab wounds and shit. Oh, no, he got 25 shot,
cents,
huh?
Out here. No, that's all right. I'm just talking shit. Lompoc's chill.
Yeah. Let me see. Didn't Jason ditch the show? Fuck. Let me see. Bike chain broke. Let me see. Jody.
Anyone
Reed.
Find I am key?
Yeah, I don't know what happened to that dude. I don't even see him on like Twitter and shit, where he's usually like, hey, I'm gonna go live and play my video games and shit. You know, I haven't seen any of that.
What about his dad?
I his dad actually just graduated from college.
Really?
Yeah, he just fucking graduated from, I think he graduated from GCU, if I'm not mistaken, back in May. So
let's go. Hell yeah,
it was pretty right cool. Shout out to fucking Lou Cook. That's his name. Yeah, or no, never mind.
Where's Jason in Tampa?
I don't know. Dude fucking left.
He's Paper Plane Dog.
Who the hell's Paper Plane Dog?
Well, he's no Rocket to me. He's no Rocketta. He's no
plane.
The one you make in third grade where you try to like tear the tail with your buddy because you think it's gonna glide a little farther.
Dog, I gotta give a shout out to Plane Boy. You said Paper Plane Dog, right? And There was a kid in school we used to call Plane Boy. And it was fucked up, dog, because I think he was like
you're being mean.
Yeah, we're being mean. He had some issues, I'll say that.
Okay.
But He was obsessed with fucking planes, right? Fucking jets, fucking propeller planes, fucking, you know, 747s, fucking this motherfucker was obsessed with all of them. And we used to call him Plane Boy, right? And dog shout. So I'm going to say you're talking about fucking Plane Dog or whatever the fuck. I got to give a shout out to Plane Boy. And I think there's like two or three people listening right now. Well, like that will listen to this show that know about Plane Boy. So shout out to Plane Boy, dog. I don't know what he's doing. I don't even know what his real name is.
Super thumbs down to fucking Paper Plane Dog.
Fuck that guy. Yeah, he's a bitch. Yeah.
Hey, and I'm going to say this. You know what? We talked about this in private.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna fire this thing up real quick because it's about to get deep.
Okay.
It really is, because me and you had talked about it, and I won't speak on your behalf. I'll speak only on mine, because you can speak for yourself. I don't need to speak for you. So you're gonna give your opinion, and what I'm about to say represents me and my opinion only.
Okay. I'm waiting for this one. I wonder if anybody else is sitting on the edge of their seat like I am, because I'm fucking ready for this one.
All I know is from my perspective and in my opinion, much respect for being a person of God or trying to be a person of God or Allah or whatever you believe in. If you really believe in something wholeheartedly, you know, whether it's, you know, I don't know, the sun God, I don't care. It doesn't matter. You could be Jehovah's Witness. You could be Mormon. I'm not here to judge anybody on their religion whatsoever. But if you're truly going to take that information in and do the best you can, we all make mistakes, obviously, and people fall off track and party and do whatever. But for the most part, if you're going to do what you say and what you believe, I give you much respect, even if I'm not in agreement and I think something different or maybe my religion's different. I'm going to give you 110% if you're about the shit you say you're about. Okay? Because that's what it's about. And when you tell people that, whether you want to accept the responsibility of it or not, you are putting yourself out there to be held accountable voluntarily because you were sharing this information. And it's not fair for you when you act like an asshole later for someone to say, hey, I thought you said you were a man of Allah or a man of God or you were Jehovah's Witness. Why did you say such mean and nasty stuff? Right?
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, there's some people out there, and I'm not going to name names, that are listeners. We all know who they are. They tout their faith, and they say this, and they say that.
Yeah, you're DJ Rocket Dog.
But they can get downright nasty.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was growing up, people that were in touch with the Lord had these shiny little bracelets, little rubber bracelets, and they said WWJD.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that stands for, Daniel?
Yeah, when would Jose dip? Because sometimes he would leave early from parties and shit.
He would.
I do remember those though. They were big. They made a resurgence in the fucking 90s. And for those people that don't know, what would, you know, Espiritu Santo, Jesus Cristo, Jesus, Jesus do?
Right. And I am of the opinion that he would never, under any circumstance, do anything negative, condescending, or downright nasty and be just rude. He wouldn't do that. Watch your pinky out, bro.
Huh?
Hey, is that a Baskin Robbins cup with your pinky out?
No, dog, it's a fucking Barbie cup. My girl went to the premiere of the new Barbie movie. Dog, she came back with, look how fucking big this cup is, dog. I have Shaq hands. And look at this shit.
That's dope.
Look at this shit, dog. It's fucking huge.
I thought she was 31 flavors.
Dog. I don't like holding this because it reminds me of my cock. Yeah.
But back to the situation at hand. If you're going to be a man of the Lord, or you're going to claim to be a man of the Lord,
yeah,
you can't go around acting like an asshole. It's just not a good look. Because I would rather you just be an asshole and not claim to be a man of the Lord and just you're just an asshole than you claim to be something you're not. You're just making yourself look bad. And what would Jesus do? Would he be an asshole? I don't think so. You're not being a good representation, and that's fine. But quit trying to represent then.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I feel you. No, I feel you 100%. Yeah, I don't know. Don't be a hypocrisizer, you know what I'm saying?
Because that's worse. We all make mistakes. We all sin. We all do this, that, and the other. But when you're the one claiming, hey, look at me, I'm a man of God, the attention is going to be a little bit brighter on you because you're calling for it. You're advertising what you want us to think that you are. So you can't be the opposite or we're going to have questions.
And you know what, though? I think you're right. When it comes to that, as far as they're advertising it, right? They're
advertising.
They're known for it in these groups and shit. Because
and no one asks.
They'll come with the fucking, you know, Jose Luis 37.5 says, you know, fucking thou shall not fucking, you know, take a shit with the door open or whatever, you know, their quotes are. And see, the thing is that they're advertising that shit when they fucking.
That was a good one, bro.
That might have been
your best moment on the show.
They're fucking. You know what I'm saying? Is that the fact is like, look, do you know how I feel?
That's my favorite moment anyway.
Do you know what I believe in? Do you know what my religion is? Do you know? No.
I don't give a shit. That's between you and him.
Exactly.
I don't care.
That's between me and Jesus, Allah, fucking Buddha, fucking the head of Scientology, Will Smith, whoever the fuck I believe in. I don't need you to fucking know. I don't need you to fucking care. I don't need, I don't, so what I'm not going to come over here throwing in fucking verses and shit to you. Like, oh, you know, fucking whatever. Dog, so for them to, they're advertising it. So if you're going to advertise it, dog, if we're, what are we? The After Show, But Later. And what do? We advertise that we talk about the Covino and Rich show, and we may not do it right after the show, but we'll do it later.
Right.
So what do? You come to the After Show and you listen to shit about Covino and Rich, Covino and Rich listeners, shit that happened on maybe Rich's podcast or shows that, you know, Spot made an appearance on. That's what we advertise. So if we're going to advertise that, that's what we have to do, right? We have to walk the walk. We have to talk the talk.
But this is different, dude. Right? It's one thing. So think about this.
I thought our show and religion went hand in hand.
No, I got a good one. So, you know, I got a good one. So think about it like this, though, right? I got one tied on, trying to get deep here. If you claim you're the best home run hitter, and we go to the batting cage, I'm going to have a certain expectation based on what you said.
Yeah.
If you tell me you're the best chef and you cook the best steak and no one's got nothing on your steak and I'm at your house and you're cooking steak, I'm going to have an expectation based on what you said.
Yeah.
And in either one, if we go to the batting cage and you strike out and you can't hit nothing and you can't even hardly make contact, based on what you said, you are now looking like an idiot. If I come to your house and you told me how good of a steak you cook, and that shit is overcooked and dry and unseasoned, you now look like an asshole because of shit you said. Now, if we go to the batting cage and you'd never said you were fucking Barry Bonds and you can't make contact, you don't look like an asshole. If I come over and you cook and your steak's not that great, but you never pumped it up to begin with, you don't look like an asshole. You only look like an asshole in those situations because you're full of shit, because your actions don't match the words that are coming out of your fucking mouth. And then you look like a clown. And then to give you some perspective, you start, some people associate you and your dumbass actions with the group. So the harm that you're actually doing for your so-called group is bigger than your dumbass can even fathom, because you're representing that group based on the words that you say. And when you don't back up those actions, you are allowing people to form, in my opinion, what's a true opinion. The crock of shit.
You know what? Like, I'm telling you right now, and my buddies can fucking vouch for me, I am one of the fastest shit takers in the world. Just telling you. So if you fucking come to Yuma in the next few weeks or whatever, and
I'm not,
and I go to take a shit, fucking, and I'm there for half an hour, I'm gonna look fucking stupid, because I'm telling you right now, I'd be fucking taking the fastest shits of anybody I've ever met. Maybe me and Rich
shitter in Yuma.
Maybe me and Rich Davis are tied, because I know Rich takes some pretty fast shits, you know. So we might have to have a contest. Maybe if we go to Vegas. Take them.
I work retail, so there's some times where, you know, I'm in someone's back room and they got a restroom back there, and I am not trying to blow that fucker up. You know, a lot of times those restrooms aren't like full restrooms. They're like a one at a time restroom. And so I ain't trying to really blow those up. But at home, I don't want to do it twice. So I'd rather spend 20 minutes doing it the first time.
Oh, dog. I have a quick hypothetical.
Oh, dog. He's a dog. That was one of my favorite characters in a movie of all time.
Oh, dog.
Oh, dog.
I have a quick hypothetical for you. And this
you say about my mama.
This may or may not have happened. So I'm going to cut it out of the real show, the one that goes out to the world. But because you never know who's listening. And if they're listening, I don't want them to get embarrassed. But if.
You hear that? Oh, that's great. You read that one? Carl says he's a well-oiled machine. That long poop stuff is strange. Well, Carl, let me explain. When I'm doing the bowl scroll, like in a 20-minute deuce session, I'm everywhere. So I'll kind of walk you through my process. If it's first thing in the morning, I'm getting on Duolingo to make sure my Spanish app streak continues for 365 days. So the first thing I do is a little Spanish app. Then I hit ESPN. I got to check out TMZ to see what the fuck's cracking on the, you know, the celebrity bullshit. And then I'll hit the regular news. And then I got to see what's up with gold and see where gold's at in Bitcoin and the stock market.
I have a question after you're done.
What's that?
Okay, all that sounds like shit that I would like to do, right? That I do, some of that I do. So why do you have to be sitting there with shit on your ass while you're doing it? Like, why can't you just wipe your ass and then sit on your couch and do it? Or
well, because I want to make sure, like, I don't know, when I sit on the bowl, I'm trying to get all the shit out right there on the spot. I'm not trying to take two or three shits a day. I got stuff to do. So I'm getting my coffee. I'm trying to let it do its magic. Because once I hop in the shower and I wash my butt, like we advertise on this show,
yeah,
I don't want to have to go boo-boo again.
Yeah.
I want my butt to be clean for the rest of the day.
Dog, I think I took 3 showers yesterday and 2 showers today. Yeah, I don't know, but
man, I was in Fresno yesterday. I feel your pain. That shit was 112. That shit was so hot. Like instantly, I think we were on the phone. Instantly, when I got to Paso Robles, it was like 103, and I could feel the heat coming through the glass on my arm. And it was like 70 in the car. And what's crazy is I was telling someone this today.
Yeah,
I have moved away from Fresno 4 or 5 different times.
Mm-hmm.
And what's a trip is every time you come back, it's like you never realized what it was before when you left. When you live there and it's your day-to-day life, because me and Mito were talking, because it builds up. It doesn't turn to 112 one day. It'll hit you like, fuck, it was 83 today, right? And then boom, oh, next fucking week it's going to be 90. And like, damn, it's 98. And it leads up to the shit.
So when you're coming from 75 to 112.
Right. And you ain't seen 112 since last time you were there last summer and shit. You didn't lead up to nothing. Like literally I was driving and I could feel the shit on my arm through the window. I was like, hey, that shit fucking burned. And I was like, but it's 70 in here.
Dog, isn't, and I'm no fucking doctor. I know, contrary to popular belief, I'm no doctor, but, doesn't some shit happen like to your blood? Like, doesn't your blood like thin out or some shit? Like if you're in certain weather or thicken up?
I think it's higher elevation.
Higher octane? Yeah, I think so.
When there's less oxygen.
It's that full synthetic when it's higher oxygen. Yeah, that's right. I heard. I'm not sure what the exact science is on it, but I think there is something. So if people come down from, like, we get a lot of people from Canada here, right? During our winters, because it's like 55 degrees, you know, on Christmas morning. And so people that are coming from Ottawa and shit, you know, from what I hear is that, you know, because they'll be walking around in like a fucking t-shirt and I'll have like a hoodie, like, hey, it's a little chilly. But because from what I've heard is that it's because your blood is different from like the environment you live in or whatever.
I mean, it could be. I'm here. I'm no one to dispute that. I'll tell you that. But one thing I can say is I have lived in a place pretty close to the beach in about 5 different spots. Couple in Oregon, you know, couple in Humboldt, and then now one over here in the Central Coast. And I will tell you this, it doesn't matter if you're in Southern Oregon, you're in Northern California, or the Central Coast. If you live at the beach, it doesn't get over 80 and it doesn't really get less than 40. So I don't know why they got to go all the way to Yuma. They just need to go to the fucking beach.
Yeah. yeah. I don't know, Doug. Let me see what.
And I will say this, though. The more north you go towards Canada, the more it rains. Like, it doesn't rain nearly as much here on the Central Coast as it did in Humboldt or Southern Oregon. Southern Oregon, bro, in Coos Bay, that shit rained like 9 days out of the week. It was crazy.
Look at this shit right here. I'm telling you what my homie Chad says. I asked Chad, I was like, Chad, I was like, what happens like with your fucking blood and shit in different climates and shit? And Chad, mm-hmm. He just texted me back and he said,
you're creepy.
He said, in cold weather, It might constrict blood vessels near the skin surface to reduce heat loss. There are just a couple of examples of body's efforts. These are just a couple of body's efforts to maintain homeostasis and ensure that the entire internal environment remains stable. So it's saying like, yeah, you might sweat more for this, you might blah, blah, blah. But, it says adaptation in climate in a broader sense can also occur over a generation through the process known as natural selection. Over time, populations, blah, 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 blah. But basically, yeah. So what I was saying was, I had somewhat of an idea that, so like, if it is colder, you're coming from a colder climate, your blood vessels are more constricted. So,
well, isn't that what cold baths are for? Ice baths?
Yeah. And ice baths supposedly release like all the serotonin and shit. And you only need like 3 minutes a day. And they're supposed to like reduce depression and all kinds of shit. 3 minutes a day is all you need. But that's still too much reduction.
That.
4 seconds a day would probably be too much.
Yeah, no, that's too much.
Yeah. But fucking, it's a butt fucking.
100 plus 5,000 elevation.
What's the elevation do to the heat?
Well, it thins out the oxygen. I think the oxygen gets more thin as you go up.
Ah.
It's harder to breathe.
What does it do to your belly?
Right, Carl?
Yeah, motherfucker's
hey,
an
Carl,
engineer.
Talk to us. We talk back.
Dog, look at the chat. Carl's been talking. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, Kukui. I don't know how available you are tomorrow, but Carl might have something going on that he might ask us to be a part of. So, so as soon as I have more fucking deets, I'll let you know.
Okay. I'll do my best.
Thinner air, the more, and you get more UV.
Yeah.
I thought you got UV if it was like you fucked around with the girl who wasn't clean in like college. Didn't you get UV?
All I know is those fuckers croak going to like Mount St. Helens or wherever the hikers, because the elevation, it's thinner oxygen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Doug, I don't have anything else. The only other thing I have is phone e have kids. They said I don't even know what that means. Lottery? Do you play it? Should Tom Brady text
Giselle? Do you play the lottery? What's your lottery habit?
I've bought 4 tickets since May.
Are you a gambling man, Kenny Rogers?
I fucking love to gamble. But I've bought 4 tickets since May. And those are the 4 tickets that I bought over the last like 5 years, right? And because in May I go, you know what?
How many Starbucks you bought over those years?
Probably a lot. I'm not even a big Starbucks person, but we have one downstairs at work.
How many coffees have you bought over those years? Like specialty coffees?
I don't know. I'm not a big Starbucks person though. But what do you call it? Yeah. So far I bought 4 tickets. And I am, so far I've won -$8. So
I buy them, and I buy them because there's millions, if probably not billions, of people out there that justify as Rich Davis would say, a hot dude for $6 mm-hmm. bucks. And why wouldn't you spend a dollar or two to win a billion?
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
You're probably not going to win, but let's just say you spent, I don't know, $2 a week, even. That's what? $104 a year. But you can win billions.
I have that same thought. Okay. So one time I was talking to my fucking homie Johnny, who he was not a gambler and at all. He fucking hated gambling. We would go to a casino or something and he would just sit there with his drink. And he did. And I'm like, I don't know if like when it comes to shit like that, I'm such a fucking degenerate. I couldn't imagine sitting in a casino. Not playing anything. Why?
I can, because it depends where I'm at with my money. If I got the extra couple hundred shanks to fuck around and play, I will. But if it's not a good decision, I'm already fucking around by drinking to begin with. So I can't fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like I can't like break all the rules. If your scratch is tight, you shouldn't have bought that fucking beer. You shouldn't even be there.
If you're at a casino, they're free.
You shouldn't be there.
If you're at a casino, they're free.
If you're gambling.
Yeah. That's why you sit at a machine.
You have money.
You sit at a machine.
Does it matter whether you stuck the 20 in the machine or you gave them fucking five for the beer? It's the same shit.
I guess.
I don't do that. Sometimes, so we'll go to Fremont Street, and a lot of times in Fremont Street, you can get $2-3 beers. What the fuck? I want to spend 20 in a quarter machine I'm going to lose in 3 minutes when I can sit there and spend 20 on beers and kick it for fucking an hour.
Or you could kick it for an hour for free if your homie next to you is playing a machine and you just sit there like you're playing a machine, but you don't play shit.
Yeah, I'm too. I'm not trying to get harassed, bro.
Well, I'm
not
going
to do that to get out of $2 a beer.
Well, see, my thing was, whenever I'd be like, oh fuck, I would like to go play fucking, you know, shit at the casino or whatever, and Johnny would sit there next to me like, and I was like, dog, I was like, how the fuck do you like? I'm like, you can go throw hundreds of dollars at some fucking stripper. I'm like, but you won't put fucking $5 in the machine, even though there's a chance you'll get more money from it. And I was like, you're not going to get fucking, you're not getting any money back. That's a guarantee if you throw $100 at a stripper. But you're fucking, there's a chance.
But you might not be looking for money back though. If I've, every time I've thrown money at a stripper, I sure as fuck wasn't looking for money back.
Yeah,
and I sure as fuck wasn't looking for it when I went to Disneyland or Magic Mountain.
Well, that was his argument, because he goes, yeah, I may not get money back, he goes, but I get some titties in my face. So, you know, in my mind,
your form of entertainment, but it goes back to your religion. Like, I'm not gonna judge you for your form of entertainment.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. If you want to spend fucking $300 again, but I would hope it would fall amongst those guidelines that you're not doing shit that's going to cause you to default on the bills and not pay your power or your rent.
Yeah.
You know, but if you got an extra $300 to spend at the fucking Hustler Club at Gary and Larkin in San Francisco, and then you want to walk across the street to the Sioux Spa and have a little fun there, and then you want to go across the street to the bar, the Outsiders, and have some fun and drink some plum liquor over there, and you want to go to Hurrah across the street, that's cool. Next door pizza's open until 3 a.m. I'm not no one to judge if you want to do all that stuff. Just be able to pay your bills when you're done.
What's Hurrah?
It's a little bar. Me and Mita were talking about it today. My buddy Mario lives in
the
city.
That was a deep cut right there, dog.
What's that?
It is Hurrah.
Oh, that's a little spot. I'm giving people some game. If you go to the Tenderloin, which the Tenderloin's kind of it's pretty rough over there in Frisco. But if you go to the Tenderloin, no, it's a neighborhood. But in this neighborhood, it's Geary and you'll get blipped. Don't leave none of your shit in your car. Make sure you take everything in the hotel. You don't even want to leave a fucking $5 pair of sunglasses on the dash. They will blip you and break your window and fuck your ass up. So don't
and
do
fuck
it.
Fuck yourself and fuck you up.
Yeah, if you go over there, your shit better be. You better not even see a penny in the cup holder. Yeah. Like, get all your shit out. But if you go to Geary and Larkin, there's a Motel 6 right there. And like I said, Outsiders on the corner. Two stores down is the fucking Flint Hustlers Club. Fucking over here is the Sioux Spa. Hey, check it out. Over here is like some Thai food. And then the bar, a little Hurrah. It's a little spot. You can kick it. It's like all that shit's within like 150 steps of each other.
Yeah. All right.
Wild shit.
All right. Oh, fuck.
But anyways, I hate gambling too. I don't hate gambling.
I hate it.
Losing. I love to gamble. I like to play craps. I like to play 21. I like some slot machines. I like roulette. Not really big into cards like poker or nothing like that. 21, I'm good. I don't play them crazy Spanish fly 21s and fucking pinochle and fucking camel toe 21. I don't do none of that. But,
Doug, do you fuck with dominoes? Like, not the pizza, but the actual game?
Yep. Doug, I'm playing in a minute, but yes, I slap bones all damn day.
Doug. If we get together soon for a fucking hang or whatever, I want fucking Lou Dog to come with us and fucking Carl and whoever else. Dog, I can sit, no lie. The sun will go down, come up, and go back down, and I will still be there fucking playing bones and shit.
It's been a minute. It's been a minute, but I
Dog,
get down.
I got in like a year. I got hella fucking good from not even knowing how to play to being pretty fucking good in a year because I used to play with Luis's dad a lot, and his dad fucks shit up. He fucks shit up. And I'm like, fuck, dog. Like, I might hang up from this call, dog, and fucking jump online.
Play some bones.
I might fucking have to play some online. I was gonna edit some shit when we're done, but fuck that. I might get on online and play some fucking dominoes, fucking for money and shit.
You know what else I like too, besides fucking crafts? I like, dude. I learned this shit at the bar in Fresno. We were in the hood at Cedar and Shields. It was called the Crossroads. One time when I was there, bro, they did a drive-by shot and they fucking shot at somebody. They hit my homie fucking Rafa's fucking, he had a Ford Explorer out in the parking lot. They hit it. We were in there drinking beer. They came and said, Rafa, they did a drive-by and hit your car. We went out there. He's like, eh, fuck it. We went back in and finished our beer. And true story, that's no bullshit. But they used to play a game over there called 1-4-24. You ever played that?
Nuh-uh.
It's six dice. That shit was fun. We used to play. We have big piles of fucking scratch going over there. It was like $5 a roll, and sometimes they get to $200 or $300. But you got to get a 1-4, so you have six dice. You have to have a 1 and a 4 to qualify. If you don't get those, obviously you lose. And then out of the next four dice, you want obviously 4 sixes because it's 1-4-24. You got to have a 1, you got to have a 4, and then after that, it's how high can you get to 24?
Mm-hmm.
And a 23 is called a sore Peter because it's hard to beat. it's not a 24, but it is a 23. It's hard to beat. It's a sore Peter.
Oh, yeah, bro.
I like those. Hey, I like those bar dice games too.
Hey, Doug. So check this shit out. So
yes,
I'm gonna fucking have. We need to get Luis in on this. So I want to do. We'll set up for a day when we're not fucking recording, and we need to do because you can play online that domino shit. I could I could send you a fucking link. There's this website that I use. And one time me, Luis, and this other dude, Sinobio, we played fucking we did like a Zoom call and we were all playing on this link and shit. So we were bullshitting and drinking in like three different cities, right? So I'm saying fucking me, you, fucking Reinhardt, and fucking Lou Dog on a night where we're not recording, let's do a Zoom and let's fucking play some fucking bones, dog. We'll throw some drinks back, fucking kick it. And that sounds like a fun night. Reinhardt, let us know if you're down for that. Cause that sounds like a fun night for me, Doug. Like fucking just, we'll be kicking it, drinking. We're at our own pad, but I think that would be fucking dope. So let's plan something.
I'm down for that.
Hell yeah, Doug. We could get tuned in. We could throw some drinks back. We could do whatever the fuck, Doug. And
like a weekend or like a Friday, Saturday?
Something, Doug. We'll figure it out because what we could do is
I might eat a mushroom.
As we're doing it, dog, we're gonna be talking shit. We're gonna be calling people names. It'll be just like we're fucking kicking it. I think it'll be a fun fucking time.
Hell yeah, too.
Reinhardt said he's in. So fucking I just gotta convince fucking Luis. And I don't gotta do much convincing because this motherfucker fucks with some fucking bones too. So
I got a buddy named Bones. He works at the bar in the Libertine in Morro Bay. Go visit him, tell him I sent you.
Yeah, so shout out to Bones. Actually, shout out to Bones, that was our security guard in high school. His last name was like Bonnaroo or some shit, so he went by Bones. So shout out to that Bones. Hopefully you guys fucking got some enjoyment out of this and dig it. So after show but later, it's your boys D and L Kakui. We appreciate you guys checking us out on Patreon, and if you're watching this on the YouTube and shit, because it's all about the paper. Now buckle up your seats and prepare for the journey. Let the music ease your soul, grab a spliff and start burning. Relax with us and take a trip to the heavens and come and spend a day in the 757. Yeah.